Hi, welcome to today's Q&A episode. I am Yun Cannon, and we are diving in to answer your questions to help you take your business to the next level. So today's question is coming from Jeremy from Canada, and let's hear Jeremy's question for us today.
Hi, Yun. It's Jeremy calling from Toronto, Canada, and I have a question today about I guess it comes down to company organization with regards to hiring. So my wife and I run a small business. There's just four employees in the business. And we've struggled because we want to define roles clearly, but I think there's one key role in particular that we found was too big for the last two hires. They were relatively senior people and they just got drowned with the administrative aspects of the role. And so we're taking the feedback. I think we're recognizing that we need to hire more people, but still with such a small staff and so many roles to fill, we have a hard time really figuring out who to hire in what order and how to define our company organizational structure to really meet the needs of the company and really ultimately inform who we should hire and how we should define those roles. Love to get your feedback on that. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Jeremy, for submitting your question. And, you know, I know this is a hiring question, and I think within that I've heard about three, four, maybe even five sub-questions. So let me do my best to tackle that. So the first thing I heard was, you know, who to hire. And this is a common challenge that a lot of businesses have, particularly small businesses. And you're saying you've got only four employees. So how do you define your company's organizational structure? Well, I have some tips for you, and I'm going to put these two together, and then we'll dive into the second part of your question. So Jeremy, you know, who to hire? What I would do is start by identifying key roles that you need to take your business to the next level. And typically these roles for most businesses are going to fall into the same, you know, four buckets. So this is speaking generally, and I wanted to give this to you, you know, to get you started. So the typical roles in a small business organizational chart, you want to make sure you have somebody strong in your admin department, you know. So an admin department could take up an entire full-time job, you know, by itself, but you may just need a part-time person who's really in charge of all things administrative. So you were saying in your question that, you know, some of your people, they were just drowning in the administrative aspects. So you want to have a separate person who really just handles all that, so the other key players can focus on their core competencies. So you've got your admin person, make sure, you know, you want to take a look who's filling that role. The second role that's pretty common that every small business needs would be someone who's in that CMO role. You know, so typically in a small business, your chief marketing officer is one person, and it may not be your full-time job or that person's full-time job. It could be in combination with marketing and sales. But you want to define who is doing that role, and are they effective, you know, in that role. So right now, maybe that's you who's doing that role, Jeremy, or maybe it's if it's a family business, it could be your wife or it could be, you know, someone else. But you want to make sure, you know, the person, this is their core area of competency. All right. The third role would be financials. You may have, you know, a CFO that you outsource to because it's only, you know, part-time basis, or it could be something, again, that falls into your lap, or you outsource that to, you know, a CPA firm. So you've got your financials, and that's another aspect you want to make sure you have a good handle on. And the fourth area would be your COO, you know, the person who is in charge of operations or doing a lot of the operations. You know, this would be, you know, people who are technicians, managers, or in a small business of just four employees, you know, it could just be you and your wife doing predominantly the majority of operations. But so take a look at those four common categories that are typical roles in a small business, you know, organizational chart. Of course, they are included in, you know, businesses of every size. But when you're a small business, you want to make sure you've got solid people in place, you know, in those four roles. Okay, so the other part of your question I heard was, you know, how do you define those roles clearly? Well, you know, one of the tips I have for you with that is, Jeremy, I would say write a clear job description for each role. So if you've got your administrative person, you know, be very specific on what are they in charge of. You know, define what administrative, you know, skills that they need to have, whether it's, you know, of course, being highly organized and attention to detail. But maybe they need skill sets. They have to know, you know, how to use certain types of technology. Now, I think a given is your Microsoft Office, you know, but additional perks that can help your administration run smoother would be utilizing the right software programs that is going to answer a lot of your challenges, you know, in your industry. So that admin person wants to or needs to be somebody who has that skill set. So write a clear job description for each role, you know, all the way through marketing, sales, financials, and operations. And the other thing I would tell you is, Jeremy, be sure to include required skill sets, which I mentioned, right? But it's technical skills and soft skills. Be sure to include that and making that non-negotiable. You know, what are your non-negotiables so you don't fall into the temptation of, you know, trying to hire someone who you're kind of settling for, you know, because you just want to get the position filled and they don't quite have everything on your wish list. And so if you just have that wish list in your head, it's really easy to lose focus on what core technical and soft skills you really need in order to have the most effective person in that role. So you're writing a clear job description and you're writing what those tech skills and soft skills should be. Okay. So the other thing, the other tip real quick I want to give you on defining roles clearly is the other suggestion is cluster skill sets. You know, so that projects don't bottleneck, you know, so this is a huge tip when you're doing job descriptions. You don't want to have like, let's say you're hiring a marketing person. You don't want your online marketing to bottleneck because the person you hired is not very skilled in graphic design, let's say. And if that is always something that bottlenecks your marketing projects from moving forward because they have to constantly, you know, find someone to do it and follow up on them and chase after them, then you're better off, you know, including that as a part of your skill set requirements for the person that you're hiring. Okay, so think about clustering those skill sets when you define those roles. Okay, so I answered a little bit on that, but the third part of your question is, how do you know if one role is too big for one person? So I've got a couple of tips on this, you know, and I see this all the time when I work with my private clients and, you know, folks who have employees. So one test I want to give you is do the calendar test. And this is going to help you know if the role is too big for one person. So if you do the calendar test, and what that is putting that job description and estimating how long certain tasks should take and putting it on the calendar, okay? So if you're trying to put a job description together for an in-house marketing person, let's say, and your job description is really big, like they need to create the marketing plan. They've got to write all the sales copy. They've got to write copy for social media. You want them to create the graphic design. You want them to write articles. You want them to attend networking events. You want them to attend networking trade shows. You want them to prospect, maybe even do weekly webinars. So you take your wish list and you have to plot it on a calendar for how long these things really take. So that's a test that tells you, oh, maybe this role is too big, because if you can't jam pack it, or if you can't, you know, fit it in neatly into a reasonable work week, then it's definitely too big. So do the calendar test to help you reveal that. Now, on the flip side, Jeremy, I also have helped a lot of my clients reveal that some of their roles are not too big. In fact, they're bloated. You know, that we've been able to trim down, you know, four roles down to one, you know, all from this one tip. And what that tip is review your SOPs. And what that is your standard operating procedures. So you want to take the tasks in that role that take up the most number of hours per week. And then you want to look for inefficiencies. Okay. So if you are doing a job description for somebody to be in charge of sales or to handle sales, then you want to take that, you know, a couple of tasks that are going to require, you know, 10, 20 hours of their week. So a good chunk of their work week, and take a look at how they're approaching this. Okay. And so when you put it down into a time factor, and what is their process for, you know, doing X, Y, Z, and how long does that process take, and what are the results that occur from that, you can often find those inefficiencies. And the biggest area, I have to say, that has revealed a lot of this is really, you know, tech tools. There's so many different tech tools out there that can pretty much do a task 20 times faster than doing it the old school way or the manual way. And so it's really a matter of, first, you want to realize, you know, what is being inefficient. Okay. So those are two quick tips to help you know if a role is too big for one person. And so just to wrap up in your question about hiring, this is such an important question. It's one that can really make or break your year of sales, is not having the right people on your team or not having people at all, right? So we talked about who to hire. We talked about, you know, how to define your company's organizational structure. So even those of you who are solopreneurs, this is the same answer for solopreneurs. But instead of hiring full-time employees, for you, it may be just hiring, you know, part-time freelancers to fulfill that role, you know, for now, until you get your solo business to a point where you can and need, you know, a few more full-time employees. So we talked about identifying those four roles. We talked about admin, marketing, sales, financials, and operations. You know, we talked about the importance of job descriptions and writing them out clearly to define what those roles are. And finally, we also talked about the calendar test and the SOP, the standard operating procedures test, to help you realize if one role is too big for one person. Okay, so I jam-packed a ton of information in this short Q&A episode because I wanted to give you everything I can. But I'll tell you what, you know, who you need to hire now in your business and in what order, that question, it's really largely based on evaluating how well you're currently leveraging your time and talents. So what I did for you, Jeremy, and for our other listeners who are struggling with the same questions, and I created this template to help you make quick discoveries on what roles you need to hire first to make the biggest impact in your business right now. So this is a freebie I want to offer you all. It's an Excel spreadsheet that really makes it a lot faster for you to make those discoveries. And I call it the Millionaire Time Template. You can get it at paramountbusinesscoach.com/hiring-tips. And so this Millionaire Time Template, when you get it delivered straight to your email, it will help you, it forces you to fill in, you know, the answers in the different columns to realize, you know, what your core area of skills are, your core competencies, where you're bleeding, you know, in throughout your day and what you're spending your time on. So it'll help you identify what type of interruptions you're getting, and it makes you put the tasks that you're doing in different buckets. And when you evaluate those buckets, you'll learn a lot on how you are currently leveraging or not leveraging your time and talents. So that is the answer, my friend, to the question, you know, in what order should you hire? So this time template will help you reveal that. And thanks, Jeremy, for submitting your question. And I'd love to hear from everybody, you know, your thoughts on how the time template has helped you. If you have a question you would like to submit, simply go to paramountbusinesscoach.com/ask-yun, and you'll be able to see a start recording button where you can leave me your question and I'll answer in our next episode. So ask Yun ask-yoon. I'd love to hear your question for our next episode. All right, that's a wrap, everybody. Talk to you next week.